Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
If we're realistic at all, we must admit that we live in a fallen world. When Adam and Eve sinned, it impacted their marriages and their family, and furthermore, their sin impacted the way we all live together. The history of the children of Israel certainly demonstrates this reality. Even under Moses' leadership, the Israelites disobeyed God again and again, and shortly after their leader Joshua died, they began to worship false gods. And the period of the judges speaks for itself. We read that in those days there was no king in Israel, and everyone did whatever he wanted. And even after they had kings, it didn't solve their problems. Yes, the world as we know it will never be an ideal place to live. However, a day will come when the Prince of Peace and King of Kings will return to this earth and rule and reign. And until then, we live in a world contaminated by sin, and for the most part, we're led by those who do not follow Jesus Christ. Well, what are we to do? Well, Paul made it very clear when he wrote to Timothy. Both of them lived in a time of great evil among the leaders of the Roman Empire. And yet, here's what Paul said. I urge that petitions and prayers and intercessions and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. So what should be our responsibility towards our government leaders today? Clearly, we're to pray for them so that we'll have an environment in which we can live for God and reveal His wonderful salvation plan to all those around us.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.